Kia ora, ko Waiau, Maungatere ki runga, Waimakarere te awa, e rere ana ki te tai amahanui, tuahuriri te tangata, tō hiwi te marae, kei kaiapoi taku kāinga i nāianei, ko Joseph Hallin tōku ingoa. My name is Joseph Hallin, and I'm a trustee on Matapōpiri. Matapōpiri is a cultural advisory group mandated by Ngai Tuahuriri to provide cultural advice regarding the built form of the Christchurch rebuild as a result of the Canterbury earthquakes. We're standing outside Tūranga, the Christchurch Central Library, probably, in my opinion, the most attractive building in Christchurch. The thing that I think is outstanding as Tūhuta is the Kōwhaiwhai mural on the Colombo Street wall, which depicts the story of Pāikia coming to Aotearoa. So for a town where over 100 years there was no really visible outward expression of Māori narratives, Māori tanga, Māori art, to see this narrative emblazoned on one of the key buildings in Christchurch, and certainly one that'll be utilised by our youth, here's an opportunity for our youth to see themselves in this town. The other outstanding thing about the building is the upper facade. So Smit Hammer Larsen thought they would reference the volcanic folds of the Port Hills during summer and autumn when the grasses are quite golden and get to the angular shapes. Māori, we have a saying, takes a village to raise a child. And if you look at the sharp angles and shapes of the upper facade of the building, they're actually reminiscent of the blades of the harakeke. A harakeke plant you can see as a family. The young central shoot is the baby, the two blades, one on either side, are the parents or the matua, and the two outer blades are the kaumātua or grandparents, and progressively moving out. When Māori harvest harakeke, they cut from the outside towards the centre, leaving at least five, but never less than three blades. And so we harvest harakeke in pā harakeke, or a village of flax bushes. And so the knowledge held within this building will educate our children, just like a village, just like a pā harakeke.
Tēnā koutou katoa. My name's Kasanau, and I'm the Director of Architectos. So my role on Tūranga was Project Director in partnership with Smit Hammer Larsen Architects from Denmark. So the brief was to create a library for Christchurch and of Christchurch. And obviously Christchurch, in the immediate aftermath of the quakes, had the opportunity to reflect better its place in Aotearoa and the biculturalism of our society, and some would say the multicultural aspect of our society. So that really was at the core of the project. Tūranga is located on Cathedral Square, directly opposite the cathedral, and the duality of the two projects really reflect Christchurch, the colonial Christchurch, with the cathedral at its heart, and Tūranga directly opposite, heralding the new Christchurch and that of the future generations. So that notion of identity and who we are was really reliant on the partnership that the library and the council established with Mana Whenua, in this case Matapōpiri Trust, representing Ngāi Tuariri, the local iwi. That was at the core of it, because this challenge of making something that is local and that you wouldn't find anywhere else and that wouldn't be at home anywhere else requires a lot of investigation to understand who we are and what we want to be. So some of the early discussions focused around whakapapa and looking at the context in a geographic sense and in the cultural sense. What does this location mean to Ngāi Tuariri? And there was a lot of investigation led by Matapōpiri around that context and identifying in the physical sense landmarks that were of significance for the project. And that started with Hawaiki, I guess the origin of all Pacific people, to Auraki, as well as Mangatiri, the maunga of Ngāi Tuariri. So as we're standing here on Cathedral Square to the south of Tauranga, what we see has been influenced by a number of ideas. One was the form, how the building sits in its broader cultural and geographic context, how it responds to that. The second was the facade, the folded nature of the facade. On the one hand, represented the landscape that in Canterbury we're all so familiar with. The cultural context that was overlaid was that of flax and the shape of the leaves that were native to this area when it was marshland. And the third, which is equally as important, or one might say even more important, is the journey and the experience through the building. And that is experienced primarily through the atrium as one moves up through the building. And that movement is trying to tell a story of Tawhaki ascending towards the heavens in his quest for knowledge. On the uppermost levels, we have the terraces, which complete the journey through the building, through the atrium, and let you understand the points of reference that bind this building into its broader geographic as well as cultural context. So both of those terraces face two physical points in our landscape. To the north, Mangatiri, the maunga for Ngāi Tuariri, and to the south, to the Port Hills, obviously a very defining feature of Christchurch. And they are also, by being on opposite sides of the building, provide sheltered environments so that people can experience those relationships and just reflect and look back over the city and really start appreciating the immediate, but also the broader context that you're within. What makes Tauranga special to myself, and I think to all those that have been involved in it, and I think also underlies why it has been so well accepted by the people of Christchurch and Canterbury, is this underlying sense that it was done in partnership, and that it has a layering and a level of sophistication that as a single author you would never be able to achieve. And what we tried together as a team and as a partnership with the council, the design team, and Ngāi Tuariri is create a building that is part of the journey of Aotearoa to becoming a truly bicultural society and respecting the principles of the treaty.